Good morning, brothers and sisters. Thank you for inviting me to be here today with you all. Today, I would like to share a message of encouragement on three things: the work of faith, labor of love, patience of hope. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, that was read earlier, the Apostle Paul encouraged the church by giving thanks to the Lord and remembering them for these three things: their work of faith, their labor of love, and patience of hope. Let us pray before we go into the story. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for the faith that you're giving to us and helping us to be patient in hope. And today, I pray the Holy Spirit that you come and teach us, help us to understand and growing and rooted into you deeper. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In my bedroom, I hang in that my little school kit to remind me to give thanks to the Lord for the Mennonite churches and to remember to live by the good example of those who had taught me. First, the work of faith is amazing. It changes people's lives. It changed my life. I was born into a non-Christian family. My parents were worshiping the devil. And when I got sick, they would seek help and healing from evil and ancestral spirits. My grandmother was a widow. She worshiped God, and when I got sick, she would pray for me. She had a difficult life. Her husband died and left her hopeless, fearful. And when she heard the message of salvation, a new life of hope, love, she took the step of faith and accept Jesus as her Savior. She had renewed hope and got help from the church. She held on to the faith and passed it on to others. For example, my grandmother, who did not know how to read or write, she taught me the word of God from the book of Psalm 120 that I just read a while ago. She said, "The God who created heavens and earth loves us, every one of us, very much. He will help us when we call upon him. He will protect us from all evil, and he will always watch over us days and nights." She also taught me the song of "Jesus loved me, yes I know, for the Bible tell me so." But she did not have a Bible. She just taught me from what she had been taught. I sang the song, but I didn't know what it means. Because I have never seen a Bible or had a Bible. But my grandmother became my Bible. I trusted the word she taught me. the word that she said about God. When I sing the song, when I was afraid and feel alone, the little things that my grandmother taught me have a big impact on my life. One time I was found myself drowning in the raging river, and no one was around to hear my cry for help. But I called upon God, and my grandma, just like my grandma taught me, and he saved me. This incident made me want to know more about God. So I was sneaking out to go to Sunday school without my parents' permission. The work that you are doing today, packing school kids, is a gospel. It is done by faith in the hope that someone will receive and benefit from it. I must tell you that the school kit I received 40 years ago had an everlasting impact on me. In 1980, when I received the school kit, my outlook of life changed immediately. My sadness turned to happiness. Worthless became worthiness. Useless become usefulness. Hopeless become hopeful. And darkness become light into the world. After receiving the school kit, I start to write stories, Bible verses, and songs. People begin to notice me writing in my notebook. So I started to getting requests to help them by writing letters looking for their loved one due to the war, the Vietnam War. So I did help them. The word spread quickly, and soon I was writing almost every day. And my finger got so sore. And my book start to shrink down, so I will use the rulers to make another line in between the two lines to save paper. I would sometime wanted to stop when my finger got really hurt, but I couldn't, and I didn't stop. Because the people were so happy when I helped them. It's a ministry of hope. A news to bring comfort and healing. It was a healing for them and for me as well. Second, the labor of love. Have you ever doubted the love of God? I have. After living 5 long years in the refugee camp, we used up all our resources and became very poor. I became angry with God and doubted his love. And before receiving the school kit, I was complaining to God about my life. I had suicide thoughts that dying might be better than living. I didn't want to pray or sing. I felt like Jonah ran away from God. But God loved me so much that he sent the school kit to speak to me and save me When I received the school kit, the heart on the school kit spoke to me of John 3:16. Those who remember this Bible verse, could you please recite it with me? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him shall not be perished but have everlasting life. Thank you. He reminded me that he loved me so much that he sent his only Son to die for me while I was still a sinner. He paid it all, and now I am free from bondage. The bags reminded me of the Good Samaritan, and I felt love revived. I thought, how can this be that someone could love me, a stranger? I don't understand why they would take time to carefully sew the bag and the heart to make this beautiful gift for me. My life was saved. I grew stronger in faith by knowing that someone would care enough to do this for me. I truly believe that your hard work of coordinating, organizing, and packaging the school kit today will make a stranger feel loved and happy like I did. Let us continue to love one another like God has loved us. Third, patient of hope, waiting for the hope that someday we will have a chance to go to a new country with a new life of freedom seems to be very long. The hope for a better future kept us going, motivate us to be patient for the coming opportunity. I believe our walk of faith is the same. We hope for a better future. We wait patiently. It is like the farmer who had planted the seed and then wait patiently for the crops to be harvested. Paul reminded us to be patient in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. When I received the school kit, I finally got my hope. I feel like I finally got my hope. A new opportunity opened up for me, and I was very happy. I felt alive again. I dream about going to school and have a career. I believe that you are planting a seed of hope for someone who is in need today. The school kit you pack today will open doors, open eyes for many children. And the children would have a better life, a dream, a hope for themselves, for a better future, and motivation for higher education. Let us be the living hope for others. My brother and sister, friends, life can be hard. That is why we need each other. God called us to represent Him in all that we do. We are His messenger of faith. We are His love and living hope. Let us consider. Let us stirring up one another so that we will not grow weary of pursuing the work of faith, love, the labor of love, and patient in hope for our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for allowing me to speak with you today. God bless you all.